Chapter 11. What's an emergency fund? Don't listen to the experts. First things first, what's a rainy day emergency fund? It's simply some money you've set aside just in case of an unexpected situation where money can help, such as a job layoff, needed medical treatment, or bail. Hey, listen, it happens. And really, can't most negative and unforeseen events benefit from a bit of money? It's rare you would hear, "I'm sorry, I have a real problem on my hands here, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd stop trying to give me money." Nope. Most of the time, money is exactly what is needed to at least temporarily solve the problem or better the situation. Sometimes we need to get out of a jam, and money can help. If you lose your job, it's nice to have a cushion to pay the rent and buy food. It's important to have the ability to pay high medical deductibles if you get hurt or sick. If you get a flat tire on the way to work, you need to be able to get it fixed and back on the road. Stuff happens, and money can certainly help in an emergency by providing options and getting the help you need. So you definitely need an emergency fund, and most experts say you should have 6 to 12 months of living expenses in cash. What does this mean, though? Basically, you would make a list of your essential living expenses, such as rent, insurance, etc., total just the essentials, and the goal is to have several months of cash available to cover these. But actually, that's not the goal, and in fact, this is probably where I'm going to get into a bit of trouble. Most financial experts are wrong. I'll give you a million reasons why in the next lesson.